You are very pretty. Thank you.
Aww.
Yeah, you are. I like it.
Welcome to the Foul Monkeys radio program. Here are your hosts, Ricky and Herb.
Previously on Foul Monkeys, Herb's mom pays a visit.
This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
But what your mom said earlier, she was so dirty.
No se preocupe, porque yo puse un montón de sunscreen.
I would die if my mom said that.
So yeah, that's, this is Ricky.
This is Herb.
This is Flossie.
This is Drew.
This is Wagner.
And this is episode 150. And
Brett and Brian are in the house, yeah, as well as my mom. And so I'm going to start it off immediately. We recorded two shows like the other day, and Ricky forgot to plug in the mixer, but it's okay. They sound crap-ish, but they sound like when Foul Monkeys first started, like before I was even on here, when they used to record through like a computer microphone. So basically, instead of all of our microphones working, all the sound came through the little tiny hole that they call a microphone on his computer. So it sounds all right, but we're probably going to put them out later as like kind of like, you know, secret shows or something, or a show when, you know, we don't feel like doing a show. But they're really, really funny, so you'll know what we're talking about. This is what we're talking about when we put those,
yes,
out.
So I want to talk about that intro that you just heard.
It's awesome.
Lou actually did that for us. Actually, he did both intros.
Lou is our token, wow, Puerto Rican friend, yeah, other than my mom.
So he was like, yeah, it sucks. It sucks. I was like, no, I think it's awesome. You know what? Anything for free for our show is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It does. It really does.
If it
matter.
Sucks, we'll tell you. But yeah, no, it's awesome.
Yeah, it sounded good.
Yep.
So the last shows that we recorded were really funny. So I'm not for sure if we can recreate that. So so what's going to happen is we're going to listen to the phone calls from the last two shows, because I did save them. And we'll go ahead and talk about them now. So when those old shows come out, they can just listen to us talking about different things, because it kind of got deep and then it went like really far and stuff and junk.
Right.
What are we talking about again?
The shows.
Right.
So yes, I'm a tard, and yeah, I did it. So
it's all right. That's once okay. again, once again, we don't get paid for Foul Monkeys, so all mistakes are well, not gladly taken, but they're
learning,
they're not,
experiences. Yeah.
There you go.
So, hold on for a second. What? I want to play this, what we just had Mama said, record for Holly from We're Mean Because You're Stupid.
And what did Holly ask us?
Well, actually what happened was, is the microwave just went off.
Okay.
Price is done.
All right, so are we going to have to take
me?
A break?
No, we're still recording. Holly, well, I Twitter with Holly, so I see everything that she writes, and I will read her blog. And actually, someone had left a bad review, left a one-star review on their show, and she was upset about it.
Kill them.
Yes, kill them. And she kind of takes it harsh or hard, and I used to take it hard, and then when we got our third or fourth one, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Whatever. If that's how they feel, that's how they feel. So anyway.
Wait, who?
Can you please stop watching the TV and listen to
no,
me?
No, say that again. Say no. Who? Just say who.
Holly, someone left them a bad review.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, who cares?
Good job, Herb. Way to add your two cents.
She we does. Need to be sensitive to
so,
her feelings.
It's like getting bad feedback on eBay when you didn't do anything wrong.
Yes, and okay? I've suffered from that.
No, so, I know. I'm just saying, the cool thing about podcasts is that you don't get paid, so don't worry about it. You know, it's not like we're Howard
Stern
or anything.
And the good thing is that she can say whatever she wants to about that person.
Right.
So and that's
totally
awesome.
Call them out.
Because
like
you know they're still listening to see if they get mentioned.
Of course.
But this is what we recorded for Holly. So here we go. Hey, Holly. This is Ricky from Foul Monkeys. And I have a special guest here for you. And they have some words of wisdom for you. So here she is.
Hi, Holly. This is Flossie. And I just heard about your one-star review, and I just wanted to mention this little quote that always helps me. And the quote is, those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. So hopefully that helps. And, you know, just remember that you're doing this program for you. there are always going to be people out there that stand behind you, and then there are always going to be those critics. And bottom line is, as long as you're enjoying yourself and, you know, you're having a good time and making whatever you do, you know, on the radio station, on the iPod, excuse me, and creating wonderful things to hear, it doesn't really matter what anybody else thinks. Just be true to yourself and just let go of all that sadness and negativity, okay? And I hope that helps, and look forward to hearing your show.
All righty, we'll talk to you later, Holly. Hello, Walt and Nessa. Bye. So that's what we recorded for Holly, because she's special.
Yay. Yes.
Right on.
You take after your mom so much. Yeah, like, seriously, because like, I'll be like all upset about something, and Herb's just like, listen, blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Like, insightful knowledge. And I'll be like, yeah, yeah. And I'll be like, thank
you.
Oh,
she actually responded already.
Oh, wow.
That was fast.
She said, thanks, Ricky. There are a lot of assholes out there, but there are a lot of great listeners, too. I'm feeling a little better. It just happened at a bad time for me when I was already wallowing in depression. Hmm. I'm starting to crawl out of it now, and I'm feeling a lot better. Thanks for being a friend, Holly.
Good.
It always
good.
Happens that way, too. So. It rains, it pours.
Yes.
Yeah, like tonight when there was a horror movie at Lake Hollingsworth. Dude, I've never, like, okay, I've lived in Florida, like, almost all of my life, and I've seen a lot of bugs. But, like, dude, we drove down the road, and we must have killed, like, 4 billion bugs. Because
hey, you didn't have to walk in that shit.
They laid all over the ground, and we just drove right over them, and it was, like, everywhere. And then we stopped to go get Drew from his job, which... Drew and I are awesome. Handshake across the air because, or high five across the air because we both got jobs on the same day.
Woo-hoo!
And now we have no time for our friends, but it's okay.
But you can take us out to eat.
Right.
yes, because as we were discussing
like
earlier, we have a pie chart of Drew and how much we've hooked him up with food. And we expect our payback.
Right.
Not that I'm reminding him.
And it can't be sex because it's probably not going to measure up to
you.
not because of what you're probably thinking, because you're straight and you don't know how to satisfy.
Oh!
Oh.
You only know how to satisfy the women.
Yes.
Oh. I have stories,
well, how do you know he's...
I have stories.
I don't want to know. How do you know he's actually satisfied?
I do want to know.
Uh-oh. There we go. Flossie wants to know.
Well, all we have to do is ask, like, I don't know, any girl that's walked into the House of D at least once.
Oh!
Other than Wagner, of course.
I don't care.
But anyway, so seriously, Wagner's we pulled up and my car is white. And I was like, all
right. Racist.
I was like, well, I'm just going to go in there and go get Drew. So I ran, and then I ran back out, and my car, like, wasn't white anymore. I thought you guys moved because, like, the car was moving. It looks like it was moving because it was covered with bugs. It was, like, all one mass. It was so nasty. Like, I'm cool with bugs, but it was just like, dude, you can't even breathe. They're everywhere.
This invasion
I was
of
like,
the
Ricky,
bugs.
Ricky, Florida, open the windows. Ah! It was cool.
How did you do that again?
Ah!
Slow motion. So listen to this. We got 5 reviews in iTunes this week.
Holla.
5.
Oh.
So I need to make poems that are probably not going to happen this episode.
Yes, you have poems. Let's just mention who they are here.
They better be
Med Haji.
Okay.
Brian H 590.
No way is his
That's
name.
That's Brian.
Awesome. Thank you, Brian. Wait.
And there's Ketox.
Wait,
Ketoxy
no,
or
no
something.
Way is his name Haji.
And Brother Casey.
Haji, like Sim Sim Salabim?
Yes.
Dude.
Johnny Quest.
Whose name is Haji?
That's the funniest thing ever.
Are you watching TV?
No, the guy from Johnny Quest. Hello.
That's his name.
What about him?
How his did name that... was Haji.
Yeah, and what?
And there's no one on earth named Haji?
No, his name is Med Haji. Like M-E-D-H-A space G. Am I reading that wrong?
Just spell it out. That's like not even a name. I thought you meant him as like a Middle Eastern. He's saying out his screen name. It's M-E-D.
Well, let's just say that if he was a Middle Eastern, this is what his review would sound like.
Well, okay. We're going to call him
Haji. I love
Haji.
These podcasts. I am new listener, and I just want to say, please, keep it up.
No.
Can I get an American on the phone? Can I get an American?
Right.
I just want someone who speaks English.
Thank you for calling HP or AOL or any other company, right?
So, yes, we know you have reviews in, and Herb will be writing your poems. So
I'm going to call him Haji because I like it better.
Haji.
H-A-D-J-I. That's his name.
Yeah, so let's see. What all did we do this week? Flossie.
We had a great time.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
We went back to Miami. Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's been, okay, it's been 5 years since we visited and then 7 years since we lived. But when we visited, we only went for like a little while. So we really got to see a lot.
That's why it's called visiting.
4 days.
Yeah.
No, but it was
three
just
days,
like,
actually.
Yeah, we saw way more this time than we did last time, I think.
Yes, we did. We went to a wedding.
We went to the Keys. I saw all my old schools. We saw our old house.
It's not as ghetto as it was 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's weird. No. It was like bad. And then it was bad. And then we went back now and it was like better than it was the time we visited. We're like, wait,
how dare
happen?
You say ghetto, you racist.
How did that happen though? Like I don't understand. I wanted to take Ricky through like nail biting, window rolling up ghetto.
And I was like, oh, this is real ghetto.
No, but we didn't go through ghouls. Like we were gonna, but then I drove around, so I don't know. But yeah, I can't believe like there was this one point where I was like, dude, I cannot believe how far my car has gone. My car that I bought in January of 07 has been to 16 states in a little over a year. That's like nuts. And not just driving through. I mean, I've been to all those states and done things in all those states. So it's like, I don't know. It's just
what
like I can't believe
things.
No, I can't believe it's been from my house in Arizona to all of the way. Like we almost made it to the end of the Keys. You know what I mean? Like it's
we
just
were
nuts.
Only like 60 miles from Key West, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Ricky? Because I know
it was
beautiful.
You've
been to Miami,
wasn't it
like,
beautiful?
It was kind of stinky through certain parts. It smelled like somebody laid a big fat dead fish on my face.
Low tide.
Yeah. Right.
But other than that, it was wonderful.
Yes, right. Very beautiful.
Yeah.
And we got to have a rum runner.
Oh, you guys had
we had two rum runners.
You guys really fast, and we were all the second one we had a rum runner with a floater,
and we're like. Herb or Cedric is a designated driver. So Ricky and I were like,
he's awesome for that.
So that was fun.
Yes, it was. And the water was beautiful and it was nice and cool. And
yeah, we have tons of pictures. So take a look on the blog in like a few days because I'm not doing it tonight. Or on my live journal.
The story of your life.
Yes.
Yeah. So
and we ate all this Cuban food.
Oh my god,
it's so good!
I had the best Cuban sandwich,
dude. Pollo Tropical is like the best fast food of my life.
Yes, it is.
Why
good.
Don't they have that in anywhere else?
Well, I say everybody in this room needs to open a franchise here in Lakeland.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That's like the best fast food I've ever had in my whole life.
It's Puerto Rican,
Cuban
and Puerto Rican food. Yeah,
whatever, it's all the same.
Yeah, which is very similar to Puerto Rican, even though the Cubans don't think
like,
that.
Okay,
but
you don't have like you don't have like a burger and fries. You have like chicken, fried
a whole
yuca,
chicken, a fried yuca, and some gravy,
and like plátanos
like
and flan
up yonder in Northland.
No, dude, Salem's is like
but real Cuban food.
No, like
I don't know. To me, that's weird
Cuban
food. I'm like, what the heck? What is this?
Dude, it's ghetto.
We don't take kind of these foreign foods around here, right, boy.
We don't
like burgers.
We don't like black people, white people, white people.
Wait, is Salem's that place that we went to?
The one
when
that
I
looks
was
like
here?
No. The one that looks like Miami Subs, but like you don't go past
midnight
because you'll get shot.
Okay,
right.
I was thinking it was that place that we tried to go to, but they wouldn't let you in, and we went all over town looking for.
Because I had flip flops on,
right.
Wait, where?
Like when I was here about 6 months ago?
Oh, that was in Ybor.
Yeah. There was the Cuban restaurant that's down there.
Restaurant wouldn't let you in
because
flip-flops.
It's upscale, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, you need at least like tap, you know, like piano.
So we
shoes.
Drove everywhere to find flip-flops, and I went to the Family Dollar in the ghetto. I mean, not flip-flops, but just like slip-on shoes.
Yes.
We went into the Family Dollar in the ghetto, and they still didn't have any fucking shoes.
The shoes. Oh, no, never mind. I thought I had my red shoes on. They came from the Family Dollar.
And it was Sunday, too, right?
Yes.
So.
Yes.
All right, so we have some phone calls to go through.
Do it.
Some of these we've already heard before, but we'll respond like we never have.
Wait. No, aren't we going to leave those for the show that
no,
we
have? No, because
them
I'm
on?
Not editing like that. I'm just going to play the shows. I'm not going to add anything to it.
But then there'll be a bunch of dead air.
That's okay. They already know that.
Teacher, weird. Go.
That's why we're having this show now, to let them know that it's going to be some fucked up shows.
Right.
So here we go.
Hey, Ricky and Herb. This is
oh my God,
Green Schmoodle, a.k.a. Brian. And I just listened to your last podcast. And I I think that you guys should start like a ball off or something because.
Oh God, we have
I think
to
I might
spin.
Put Big Fatty to shame. In all honesty, you know, I got me some elevator balls. you know.
Oh, Wagner.
I think there, you know, there could be competitions like, you know, who's dips into the toilet water first. You know, it could be very interesting. But I think that if nothing else, I could put Big Fatty to shame. So I think you guys should start that. Just started listening to the podcast. Definitely subscribing. And you guys rock. So keep it up.
Thank you, Brian. We really appreciate that call for the second time we've heard it.
Dude, okay, okay. We had little
balls.
Fatty on a on
no,
a,
Big Fatty.
On a web, whatever. He wasn't fat either way. So, okay, we had Big Fatty on a webcam, like, conversation with Ricky, and he, like, showed us his balls. And this guy is, like, 55. And his ball, no, it wasn't that he was old. His balls are, like, I'm trying to look for, I'm spinning around in my chair looking around for something for reference. I'm like,
the
oh, there's Finbar. He works.
The balls
no.
of a 50-year-old gentleman?
No. They were the balls of, like, they were the balls of death. It was like balls, dude. It was I can't
it was like balls plus balls. I mean, it was like
tennis balls,
dude. Like, no, it was like each one was like that big,
like horse balls,
and he was like
cow balls.
Yeah, it was
why
like.
Why would someone send that? To
because that's how gay guys are. We,
no,
we have like no sense.
Well, the whole thing is well, apparently. I don't want to go into this conversation anymore because I don't want to go into further why he's doing this.
He's
because I'm
perverted.
A friend of Flossie's mom, and I just don't want to discuss that.
Flossie, yeah. What?
I mean,
Herb's mom.
Balls, finish it up.
So
anyway, so our friend, well, my friend Brian is like, that's why he's like, dude, I think I could put Big Fatty to shame. And I'm like, dude, I don't think you understand about 55-year-old balls, okay? Like, I don't think he gets it. He thinks he has, dude, I don't even want to know. Let's go.
All right.
Too many balls.
So here we go, next call.
I know, it's like Discovery Zone.
Hey, yeah, what's going on, guys? Hope the show's going well. It's Fry. I just wanted to call up and ask Mom a question. Hey, do you think I'm a... What do you rate me between 1 and 10? Be honest, though. Seriously. Cool. Guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace out.
Yeah, and of course, when we recorded that the first time, Fry was actually sitting right there on the show, which
yes.
he did ahead of time on purpose. But my mom said, well, I don't know yet. Stand up.
Yeah.
So it turned
awesome.
Out good. But anyway, Fry's not here with us. Cora and Fry were going to be here, and Cora has to wake up at 4:30 to go to her job, which sucks. But she got a new job too, so that's cool. And Fry couldn't get a ride here.
So what'd you think about Fry?
Definitely hot.
Mm-hmm.
he was like
her original was response is like, stand up.
Yeah. Yes.
We don't
After
know.
All,
yet.
You have to get right. the whole picture, you know.
It's like,
or something.
I love. Mama
so,
saying.
Have you guys heard of these Chuck Norris facts?
Yes.
Oh my
dude,
god,
those
they're
so
funny.
So
listen
stupid.
To this. This
no,
one,
no,
I think
dude,
this one's
dude,
so
no,
funny.
No. Colin
Chuck,
has this on a poster on his wall.
I used to have
like,
a shirt.
Where the hell did
I had
you
a
buy
shirt
this?
That had him.
I think this is
That's
funny.
So weird.
Chuck Norris is suing MySpace for taking the name of what he calls everything around you.
Ooh, I like that one.
And it goes, if you have $5 and Chuck Norris has $5, Chuck Norris has more money than you.
Hair doesn't grow on Chuck Norris's balls because hair doesn't grow on steel.
Oh, my God.
Chuck Norris destroyed the periodic table because he only recognizes the element of surprise.
Oh, dude, that's like something Dom would say. Totally.
Boogeyman, Chuck checks under his bed for Chuck Norris.
Right.
Chuck Norris can kill two stones with one bird. Chuck Norris can sneeze with his eyes open.
Chuck Norris doesn't sleep, he waits.
Here we go. Chuck Norris can eat just one Lay's potato chip.
Oh my God.
That's great.
All right, next call. Here we
Dude,
go.
Dude, no. Whoa. Wait. Okay. Hold on. On the same, I'm looking for it.
Waiting.
Where is it?
While you're looking, let's read some more.
No.
Does that mean stop?
There are no races, only countries of people Chuck Norris has beaten to different shades of black and blue.
Okay. No. Okay. I have, like, I don't know how he did it. Maybe he made it up, but I have this friend on Legend And his name is Russell. And in his user info, he has a bunch of stuff that's just like that. He has like, Russell is a 2-ton mountain man. Russell once punched a hole in a cow just to see what was on the other side. Russell could have had slept with your mother, but he didn't want to. Russell hates snitches. Russell is the bastard child of Satan, but doesn't brag about it. Russell can bench press a walrus. Russell hates it when you do that. Russell's second favorite beverage is tea, and his favorite is the blood of his enemies. You know, it's just like
that's not as funny as Chuck
Norris. No, but it's just like he got like those Chuck Norris things, and shut the fuck up. His Chuck Norris things
now,
are,
boys.
The Chuck Norris things are totally like. Like, they totally just went online and found some, like, search engine thing that does it.
No, they went from Chuck Norris first, though. That's where it started.
No, I know. But the person who made those things, like, probably just went online and made one of these little engines that, like
Chuck Norris's boots are made out of real cowboys.
Look, no, but I have like, two more.
But you know what? Like, it's like when you put in a name and then it gives you all these things by default. Like, it just does random ones. Like,
yeah. I have two more. When Chuck Norris was denied an Egg McMuffin at McDonald's because it was 10:35, he roundhouse kicked the store and turned it into a Wendy's.
What?
And then the last one is, Chuck Norris is not hung like a horse. A horse is hung like Chuck Norris.
Oh my God.
All right, so here we go. Next call.
We are so done.
I don't know who this is from. Let's see.
Jesus. Hey, y'all. Oh, my God. This here's Wilma Jean Pine Pussy. It's been a long time since the last time I called, so I thought I'd give y'all a holler and give you a little update about what's been going on in my life. Things have been going great. Hell, if it gets any better, I might have to go out and hire somebody to help me enjoy it. The biggest change is that Big Daddy and I have moved the entire Pine Pussy clan to Charleston, South Carolina. Got us one of them plantation houses on about 100 acres of land. With a long tree-lined driveway. Well, I feel just like Scarlett O'Hara herself. The twins, Barbara Quinetta and Crystal Gale, are finding the quality of the men here in Charleston to be to their liking. I personally think it's the ratio of teeth to mouth on the boys here. It's far better here than it is in Mississippi, if you know what I mean. Poor little Barbecue's last boyfriend. Barbecue, that's what we call Barbara Quinetta for short. Anyway, poor little Barbecue's last boyfriend in Mississippi could have eaten an apple through a tennis racket. Anyway, we moved up here on account of Big Daddy has taken a job as a Baptist minister. Yes, you heard that right. Wilma Jean Pine Pussy, sex therapist to the stars, is now a preacher's wife. And it's not one of them uptown Baptist churches either, let me tell you. It's only a hair better than the snake-handling Pentecostals. These women in this church are having a hard time wrapping their narrow minds around the fact that I even hold a job outside the home at all. I can only imagine what they'll think when they find out what I actually do for a living. But, oh, let's see. I'm just going to have to cross that bridge when I get to it. I'm just tickled pink that Big Daddy's working again. I have been supporting the Pine Pussies for longer than I care to remember, at least since before my eldest, Beauregard Jr., was born. Well, anyway, that's what's been going on in my life. I just wanted to call and check on y'all and let you know I'm still there. Just now I'm in Charleston, South Carolina on a big plantation house, and you guys are still down there in Florida. Anyway, I hope to hear from you soon, okay? I'll call back and I'll give you some more details about my new life in the next couple weeks and tell you how it's going, okay? Bye now. This here's Wilma Jean Pine Pussy signing out.
All right, so totally random. Charlton Heston died the other day, and that totally sucks. And it's really weird because I bought the Omega Man on DVD that I just showed Brett like the day before, like totally not even knowing.
Actually, I bought it.
Well, you know what I mean.
Get it right, sir. Get it right.
Yes. Anyway, if you have not seen The Omega Man, go see it.
I just had to say that. Sorry, dear son.
Can I go?
You may.
Okay. If you have not seen The Omega Man, see it. It's way better than I Am Legend, and it's based off the same book,
yes,
which was written
true.
In like the 40s. And it's only like $5 if you ever find it on DVD, but it's really, really, really good. And I know he's not some fantastic actor or whatever.
Yes, he is.
He's the man. You better back on him.
Yes. No. What I'm saying is, I know he's not like the best actor in the world, but
one of.
and I know he's kind of crazy with the NRA or whatever.
No, you try
but
to take his gun from his cold dead hands. You try to take
it. No. What I'm saying is that yes, I know Charlton Heston is not like the cream of the crop, and that most people don't know who he is, and he's not some popular guy anymore. But what I'm saying is, see that movie and watch like the Ten Commandments. Those are the shits. Those are such good movies.
They're
and I totally
powerful epics.
Yeah, dude.
Yes,
and I'm like
the
totally
Omega
not
Man is excellent.
It's really good.
Yeah. Yes. Right on.
Okay, so we have one more phone call. And then we have to wrap this thing up. So here we go.
I'll wrap you up like
That's
a mummy.
Mud Cedric. Hello and welcome back to South Florida. Well, I guess Central Florida.
Oh, it's him again.
I just wanted to call and ask you had you had any more naked folks swimming in your pool since your last visit. That story was quite interesting. And that she wanted you to join in with the naked swimming in your pool. That was gracious of her, I guess. Anyway, this is Jeremiah. Just thought would you like to have a good visit?
And I answered, not yet, because the pool is too cold, but the summer's just around the corner.
Go flossy.
Can you believe that people...
Next thing we know, Flossie's going to be in her pool going, my neck, my back.
Girl,
can you,
I'll be
dude,
in
can
there
you,
with you.
Can
I'll
you
be
believe...
calling Wagner up. Come on down, girl. Oh, excuse me, come on over. Out west.
Can you believe that people used to tease my mom at her old work with that bossy song?
Oh, they still do at Where the
that,
Place I'm
that's
At.
That's like weird.
Because I'm Flossie.
That's like the only name in history you can tease someone with. That rhymes with that. There's no other. What
because
other?
Nobody's ever heard the name Flossie in Arizona. They're like, what? I mean, I used to get that in Miami sometimes. But
no, but somebody's always like, oh, well, I have some old grandma Flossie who lives in like Tennessee.
Well, that's in Miami. People would say, oh, yes, I remember this 80-year-old black woman whose name was Flossie. And then when I was in Arizona, I was working with this black guy who was very cool. He was a queen. And he said, excuse me, I just want to tell you, Flossie, that did you know that your name originally is a slave name?
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, yes, I did, actually.
Dude, no, maybe Flossie is, but Florence is not
name. When I first heard Flossie, I also thought of that song, but the only other person I've ever known named Flossie was a black guy, and it was his nickname.
Oh.
Because he's flossing. So they called him Flossie.
And then he got killed?
Flossin means he's like, he's got money.
And then he got gangbanged.
Oh.
No, yeah, but okay, maybe Flossie is a slave name. And I love how, like, okay, here we go.
All right, wait.
I'm going to get
can
racist.
Can we save it until
like
the next
things.
One?
No,
because we only
no,
have 3 minutes.
No, hold the fuck on. I love how, like,
1 minute.
I think he needs to be reeled in with, what's his name? Chuck Norris's, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Lasso. Yes, that's it. Thank you.
Lasso?
Yes, absolutely.
Dude, Chuck Norris can use a lasso. Have you not watched Walker, Texas Ranger?
That's right.
Because she's telling you to calm
down. I turn it off whenever I hear the theme song.
No!
All right.
He sings it himself.
It. You have 1 minute. Say it.
Never mind.
Okay. All right. So, all right. We're going to end the show. I want to remind everyone to visit the website at foulmonkeys.com. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 3380.
Is it 3?
2.
Wow, Ricky.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't have anybody else trying to memorize this crap.
That's because you bought
I'm
going
to memorize it for you, Ricky.
Thank you. It's 33802. And leave us a comment on iTunes or a review, I mean. Thank you for the last 5 people that left us reviews. Herb will be writing your poem soon.
Because Ricky sucks at it.
Yes, I do. Uh-huh. And join our MySpace. And that's it. This is Ricky.
Zerp.
Flossie.
Oh, Wagner.
Drew.
And we're out of here.
Bye.